Okay, quick. See if you can name this tune. The singer turned 60 just last week, and this was her first number one hit. Yes, it's Madonna, and that is Like a Virgin from 1984. Throughout this year, NPR is exploring the songs that have become American anthems. And we found certain songs, like this one, lend themselves to arguments.
Come tell you what Like a Virgin's about.
This is the opening scene of Quentin Tarantino's movie Reservoir Dogs, where gangsters debate what Like a Virgin really means.
Like a Virgin's not about some sensitive girl who meets a nice fella.
And their conversation gets a little R-rated pretty quickly. This song has caused controversy for decades. And just a heads up here, our report about it may not be appropriate for everyone. Here's NPR's Netta Ulubi.
The song grabbed our attention from the moment in 1984 when Madonna danced in a wedding dress on the first MTV Video Music Awards. Back then, Matthew Rettenmund was just a teenager. But he remembers Madonna's dangling crosses, her silver belt buckle reading boy toy, and, of course, her moves.
She rolled around on the stage and the cameras went right up the wedding dress and you got a glimpse. And you knew it was scandalous because they then showed the audience of all these seasoned rock and roll veterans watching her with like blank expressions like, what is this?
Rettenmund eventually authored the Encyclopedia Madonica. He says Like a Virgin made news again during the singer's 1990 world tour, when she faked masturbating on stage. The movie Truth or Dare from 1991 documented the time Madonna almost got arrested for lewdness at a concert in Toronto. Once again, Like a Virgin took over headlines, talk radio.
Who choreographed that Like a Virgin number?
Of course it did, says Mary Lambert. She directed Madonna's original Like a Virgin video. She says Madonna pushed exactly the right buttons to work people up about the era's sexual conventions.
She was this roaring zeitgeist, and I'm just like pointing my camera at it.
The Like a Virgin video was at the time staggeringly expensive. Filmed in Venice, it featured gondolas, a live lion, and Madonna prancing around in virginal white.
It just seemed really obvious that she should wear a wedding dress, like not just a wedding dress, but like the grandest wedding dress that was ever created.
Yeah, you know, there's this sort of theater of a wedding.
There's the theater of being a virgin. They still wear the white dress.
And that's why the song's become an anthem for bachelorettes.
That's like the most requested song when we have bachelorette parties.
New York City's Pyramid Club, home to bachelorette parties and a yearly Madonna-thon, where people dress up like the singer in cone bras and rubber bracelets and dance to her hits all night. Manager Maria Narciso says Like a Virgin is a perfect bachelorette anthem.
We're talking about a second chance. A second chance at a new beginning. Learning to love and be loved once again, like a virgin, brand new, pure.
Definitely dancing to Like a Virgin that night.
Kara Awoliba says she played the song at her bachelorette party because it's about reinvention.
Which I think every woman should do whenever she feels like it.
Or every man, says fellow clubgoer Oscar De La Cruz.
I will play it at my wedding someday when I get married. I will play Like a Virgin and I fantasize wearing a white dress, rolling over a floor.
University of Southern California professor Karen Tongson studies karaoke. On a recent evening, outside with friends in Los Angeles, she says she sees bachelorette singing Like a Virgin in clubs all the time.
Bachelorettes never show up looking chaste. They're wearing their sluttiest clothes with a veil.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun. And then they get to ride around with their gal pals.
About 5% of new brides today are virgins, according to one federal survey. Tongson thinks that's why this song resonates for brides now.
Fundamentally, it allows you the fantasy to revisit being a virgin and appreciating the joy of that feeling, even though you're someone with experience instead of innocence.
But Like a Virgin was never intended to be a sexy song. Lyricist Billy Steinberg wrote it earnestly, after ending a toxic relationship and starting a meaningful new one.
It's actually quite a serious song, really. The general public tend to see it as just titillating because Madonna was titillating. When I perform the song, I perform it as a ballad.
House beat, incomplete. I'd been had, I was sad and blue, but you made me feel.
The combination of Madonna's image and the title just pulled it totally into being this song that was sung almost with a wink. And the sincerity of the lyric got a little bit obscured.
Maybe that's what made it work.
You mean the fact that it got obscured? Or
no, that there was this almost attention.
That there was more to it than that. I think so, really. I do think so. Because I just think if it was just a joke, it wouldn't have had the impact it did. It was a real song.
You know, I read this quote a long time ago that's always stuck with me by the novelist Isabel Allende. Mm-hmm. He's saying, we live in a world where virgin is an insult. And in your song, virgin is not an insult.
No, not at all.
That amuses Matthew Rettenmund of the encyclopedia Madonica.
Because Madonna's the kind of cool chick in school who you would think would consider virginity a negative. You know, she just has that kind of, you know, oh, what do you have, virgin? Definitely, especially at that time, you know, 1984 or 1985, she had that vibe. And yet she had that vulnerability to praise it and to be nostalgic about it.
Virgin positivity, not something usually associated with Madonna. But that part of the song is real. A nun known as Sister Christina sang it for the Italian version of the TV show The Voice.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through.
This cover is lyricist Billy Steinberg's favorite.
Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
I didn't know how lost I was until I found you. You is God for Sister Christina. So I think it's kind of nice that the song can even be reflected upon in that light.
In interviews, Sister Christina has said the song's for her a sort of lay prayer. In all its incarnations, Like a Virgin is not just an anthem, but a hymn. Not to the condition of the hymen, but the state of the human spirit. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.